courier vans, you know, on the back country roads, you know, delivering stuff. There's something that you would have never have seen 18, 21 months ago. People are used to that now, and their pattern of shopping has changed. And I suppose as a council, the challenge that we have is try to, how do we balance that, you know, with the dependence that we have on people paying commercial rates to us to provide the services that we have. And I suppose this is one way of trying to maybe assist and support and to try to bring them into a new platform and a new way of creating sales, creating revenue, and I suppose maintaining the employment base that we all want to have in this great country. One of the great experiments, I suppose, that took place during COVID was the fact that people suddenly realised they could do businesses from areas that they thought that they wouldn't have been possible before. So the likes of the co-working hubs and the co-working locations that we have now in Donegal, there's an awful lot of people actually travelling back there. And the fact that, you know, it's commonly known, thankfully now at this stage, we have probably some of the best broadband in our urban areas in the world at the moment. And one of the things we're really interested in is looking back and seeing, you know, what impact does it have on those businesses?
Yeah.
What impact does it have on building the brand of Donegal? Because we are working, I suppose, on a longer term project of creating, I suppose, a really strong, innovative, you know, strong economy here, based upon the very strong work ethic that Donegal people have had over the years and the creativity that they've had to apply to every aspect of their life and work over the years as well. So another very important component of